Hey, good morning, everyone. It's Dave Weiner here. It's Thursday, February 23rd, 2017. So, I've been putting together a proposal for a conference, a journalism conference, and what I want to talk about there is how to make news on the web work incredibly well. And it's based on the premise that that Facebook is not a great place to read news. And I actually don't consider that a controversial statement, because I don't think Facebook ever designed Facebook to be a news reading system. It just sort of became that. And I don't think it's good. I don't think it's a good news reading system. And I think we had a better system for reading news before Facebook even existed. So I don't think that technologically it's a very difficult thing to conceive of. But journalism isn't trying to do that. And it's really puzzling to me because, I came from tech. I came from tech in a very particular time, actually. I started in the tech industry it depends when you would pick the starting point. I'm going to say 1979. It's true that I had a job in tech before that, but I wasn't thinking sort of strategically. At that point, I was an employee. But I went to grad school after that, and as I was coming out of grad school, I became aware that technology had become very entrepreneurial, which was great because that's what I had always been looking for. I've been looking for a way to be creative and have a creative life. I found something that I was really good at, and it was a good time to be there for the reasons that I wanted to be, active. So it was a really good fit. And so what you're looking for, what I was looking for in, 78, 79, was an idea that I could develop that, an area of software that I understood that nobody else did. I wanted to create something unique and new. And I was just constantly looking for ideas. And once I found one, I just ran with it. Sure, it was difficult and it didn't actually gain traction. Well, now it seems like, not that much time. At the time, it seemed like forever, because time was running very slowly, I guess, or fast. I don't know. I have to think about it. But it was, 79 was when I first got the idea, and it didn't start working as a product until, I'm going to say, 86. So that's 7 years. That's actually not bad. 7 years ago was 2010. So, if I had an idea in 2010 and had been working on it since then, and then in 2017 it took off, well, I have examples of that. I really started working on podcasting in 2000, 2001, and it didn't take off. It didn't start gaining traction until 2004. And you might argue it didn't take off until 2012. So you're looking at, and some people think this is the year. There's all different levels that things have to get to, and blogging before that, I guess I started blogging in 94. That didn't really take off until 2000. So it was that was what, 6 years. So, par for the course. It's about what it takes. So I look at the situation with Facebook with that idea. I've never changed my way of thinking. I'm still always thinking that way. I call myself a media hacker because that's what I'm doing. I'm just looking at media and I'm looking for things that other people have forgotten or overlooked, or they just didn't decide to look into that corner. And from that point of view, Facebook, has never really tried to be news, because if they were trying to be news, they had one really great idea that news wouldn't adopt. And I know, because I was trying to get them to adopt it, which is I wanted them to level the playing field. I wanted them to make, to let me write stories that ran alongside their stories. And they could promote their stories more. Their columnists could get more promotion from them. That wasn't my concern. I just wanted to have a shot at reaching their readers with my ideas without having to pass them through the journalist filter, because what I had learned was that as they pass through the journalist filter, when the journalist takes your idea and presents it to their readers, they almost never get the idea. I think perhaps it's that they didn't understand the idea in the first place, but also because they have biases, and those biases are applied to your thinking, and what comes out the other end is filtered through their biases. I found that very frustrating, and I wanted to be able to go direct, and the web gave me that shot, and the web did all that I wanted to do, and I wanted to work with them. So once I had discovered this, I said, oh, well, we just need to reform journalism around this idea. And my feeling was, it isn't going to be a choice. They don't get a choice in this. Journalism will reform around this idea. But I didn't present it that way because nobody likes to hear that they're going to be forced to change. But it doesn't matter whether I said it or not. It was true. And Facebook, that's what Facebook did. Facebook didn't start out as being a news system. Facebook started out being a people system. And so it always has treated people as equals to news. And that's the revolutionary idea in Facebook. It's not a new idea, but it's revolutionary. Because blogging was doing that before. I mean, the web was doing it before. Let's give the credit where credit is due. Facebook took an idea that was already popular on the web, and they scaled it. They scaled it. Give them credit for scaling it. They did something remarkable. But when they scaled it, they neutered it. And they took out the things that made the web great. They took out linking. They took out podcasting. And they haven't evolved it, which is what you see in dominant markets. It's why Microsoft eventually lost the browser market. Why? Because they felt they had it locked up. There was no need for them to address the features that the users wanted or the viruses that were infecting the operating system through the browser. Microsoft lost it because they dominated, and it'll happen to Facebook too. An example of that is emoji shortcodes. Emoji shortcodes emerged, I don't know when they emerged, sometime in the last 5 years. I was a very late arrival to emojis. I didn't know what they were. I saw them around, but I had no idea how people made them. And a friend of mine said, Dave, you need to look at emojis. I said, what the fuck is an emoji? She sent a link, and I had a look, and I go, this is great. And all of a sudden my life changed, and I had emojis in there. And then I learned about emoji shortcodes, and it's open source software. Anybody can download it, and they could put that into Facebook. Somebody could put it in Facebook in an afternoon, but they haven't put it in. Now, if it were the web, it would have been in the instant that it came out, because there wouldn't be anybody who could stop it from happening. It would just happen. So what you see in Facebook is it's the cycle of tech. It basically has become a silo. It's become stagnant. It is very neutered. They removed features from the web that were vital to the web. And so while they do have the level playing field feature, which is absolutely crucial. Journalism can't exist in the context of the net without the level playing field. That's just that it's such a powerful idea that it happened in Facebook, even though Facebook took features out of the web. They don't let you link. So anyway, with my entrepreneurial way of looking at things, I'm not an entrepreneur. I was at one point an entrepreneur, that's for sure. But I'm no longer an entrepreneur. I have entrepreneurial thinking. It has totally influenced the way I look at the world. But I'm not looking to start companies. It's not what I want to do. I'm not interested. I've done it. I really hated it. Running company is not something a creative person should do. Because what does a creative person want to do? A creative person wants to be creative. Well, unfortunately, you run a company, you spend a lot of time in meetings, you spend a lot of time fighting fires and putting them out, and I wasn't, I was okay at it. I made it, the company made it, so I must have been doing something right? Mostly, I just didn't want to fail, so that's why I persevered. I just pushed and pushed and pushed, and I was willing to do what was demanded of me. That's the other thing. So So anyway, so journalism has to look at this situation now in a fresh way. It's been on its to-do list now for well over 20 years, and they refuse to do it. They're still looking at it from the point of view of we're doing exactly what we're, well, I won't say exactly, we're doing more or less what we were doing on print, but now we do it on the web. But they almost didn't notice that now they're trying to put their journalism on Facebook, and Facebook is an imitation of the web, and they could compete with Facebook, and they would win. That's my belief. It's certainly worth a try, okay? I mean, it's like, you know, let's say they're right, and it's like a baseball game, and we're in the, like, bottom of the ninth, they're at bat, and the score is 10-2, and they've got the, you know, the end of their order up, so they're just putting pinch hitters in there to see if somebody can get on base. Well, no baseball team would give up at that point. Teams have won at that point. Yeah, and so we ought to continue to be fighting this. We ought to continue to be putting out ideas there and learning from the competition and trying out, you know, creative Hail Mary passes. If it is, in fact, the bottom of the ninth and we're down 10-2 and we're at the bottom of the order, our sluggers might not even get a chance to come to bat because things are that bad. But you see, I don't think it is that bad. I think the score is tied and we're in the seventh inning. Because I think there are reasons why Facebook is broken. That 2016 was not a good year for Facebook. It might have been a good year for their balance sheet. It might have been a good year from the standpoint of the continuing, you know, people continuing to get their news from Facebook more and more. But what happened in 2016 is Facebook broke. It broke. It became something very different from what it was before. Ask anybody who uses it. I mean, I don't know anybody who uses it who wouldn't agree with this. It's what people talk about on Facebook. It's like, this place isn't worth going to anymore because all it is people complaining about politics. It got destroyed by the election. And it's a really good time to launch a fresh news service. What's the point? Go ahead, ask Facebook for money. They might even give you some. But it won't be the answer. It'll mean you can make payroll a little bit longer, but it isn't going to be the answer. Now, here's why I picked up my iPhone to do a podcast today, because it's none of this, all right? The reason why is that the web is like democracy. And look what happened when all of a sudden we have Trump in the White House. Look what happened. Democracy rebooted. All of a sudden things, you know, I have to say, I wanted to have vigils, candlelight vigils at the state capitals as they were voting in the Electoral College. I want them to be silent. I wanted it to be with 100,000 people in every state capital or a million people. Just standing and bearing witness and saying to the world that we are here. And I have to say, it was really disappointing. Absolutely no uptake, no discussion, nothing. Just crickets. And I have to believe that if it were the environment of February 23rd, there would be a million people in Albany, and there would be a million people in Sacramento, and there would be 100,000 people in whatever the capital of Montana is. Butte? Bismarck? No, it's North Dakota. I'm sorry if you live in Montana. I don't know what the capital of Montana. I used to know this shit. I had one of those. Anyway. I used to give a shit what the Montana capital was. Or Phoenix in Arizona. Or Austin, Texas. Or Little Rock, Arkansas. Columbia, Missouri, Springfield, Illinois, Madison, Wisconsin, St. Paul, Minnesota, Jackson, Mississippi? I don't think it's Jackson. All right, anyway. So democracy's rebooted. It's all good. I mean, it's great. It's wonderful. This is the thing that makes us great, is the fact that we have, you know, 240 some odd years of practicing democracy, of our we all of our lives, everyone who's alive today in America grew up in a world where, okay, maybe all the freedoms, you didn't have all the freedoms because we still are perfecting our democracy, and we still are an oppressive country when it comes to race or religion or many other things. But at least you can look at other people and say, I want what they have. And you're talking about millions and millions and millions of people. That we do have the right to speak. I'm speaking right now. You can listen to what I have to say. Nobody has to approve it. I get to talk. You get to listen. You get to talk. I get to listen. This is all great. And we are practicing it and we're loving it. And it's fantastic. Okay? That's the web. And Facebook's the old way. Facebook is what happens when we don't give a shit. Facebook is what we use when we're too lazy to go make something better. But that isn't the mood of the country at this point. That isn't the who we are. And if journalism can, and this is the punchline, if journalism can adopt the thing that makes Facebook great, which is the level playing field. And all you have to do that is just build on the web, because the web gives you that for free. It is a level playing field. Adopt the level playing field and design a fantastic reading, news reading environment, and know that a year after that, you'll look at that and you'll go, wow, what a piece of crap. Because now we see the problem and we've just built an even better one, and an even better, and we will get on a growth track that will just blow everybody away. And in that context, you'll be making the money that you're begging Facebook for, and Facebook will continue its decline. Facebook will continue its decline whether you do it or not. It really is over. They are thinking not like the entrepreneurial company that they used to be. They're thinking about the world dominant power, and they're going to act accordingly, and they're going to be very disappointed to find out that nobody is waiting for them to tell us what to do, because we're perfectly able to do that for ourselves. Thank you very much, Mark Zuckerberg. So that's it. That's what I have to say. That's what journalism ought to be doing. Now, I want people and I want ideas. I want people to work with who want to work on this open web, and I want people who have ideas, and most important, I want news people. I want news people who desperately want to use this stuff, both as writers and as readers. And when I say news people, I mean everybody. I guess that's it. That's what I wanted to say. So thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye.